And the enemy of God's enemy in hell is.
Is the devil.
Any other names for him that.
See, the devil or.
Okay, it's just covered up so you couldn't see it. Yeah, I guess that would be all right. And now.
St. Lucifer.
Okay. And if there's an old house in the neighborhood that children are afraid to go into, what would you call that?
Well, it's haunted.
All right, and what's supposed to be in there?
Ghosts.
All right. And if you say, I think I'll put on a sweater today because it's what, cold?
It's chilly out.
Yeah. Well, would you use something like in to show, just to suggest that it's the extent of the, you know, the cold? You might say, oh, it's a what cold today?
It's real cold. You say it's freezing cold.
Okay. Would you ever use something like it's kind of cold or it's rather cold?
If it's medium cold, you say it's kind of cold.
Okay.
If it's real cold, you say it's freezing cold.
All right. If you're very happy to see someone when they come over, you say, John, what to see you today?
Well, let's say this is a treat for sore eyes.
Okay. And we talked before about the expression "write smart," you said that might be used for
meaning several items, very much of anything.
Probably, would you use it for items or more for? Would you say someone had a right smart of land?
Right smart or right much land. I couldn't use it too much, just mostly for items.
Okay.
If you told me about land, which he has a large farm.
Okay. And if there's not a great deal of difference between two things, but there's some, you might say, now, they're not just the same because this one is different. You might say it's a...
More volume to this article than there is to that.
Or something costs just not very much, but just slightly more than you wanted to pay for it. You see, I'd buy that, but it's a what high? It's a.
It's sky high.
Well, it isn't sky, but you know, it's just a little out of your reach for as far as pay is concerned. There, what you would pay for it.
That's just a little bit of my pocketbook, or okay. Maybe it'll work for an expression, I guess.
And if someone wants to know if you're able to do something, you say, why, can I?
You do that, you say, I'm physically fit today.
That, are you able to do that for me? You say, why, can I?
I'd just be glad to. I'm just raring to go today.
Okay, would you ever use something like sure can or...
Yeah, sure can. That sounds pretty good.
All right. And if someone was guiding someone in, someone was backing a truck up your driveway, and you tell them you want them to get over, it's just not a great distance, but just you'd say, just get over a...
You better move your hind end over a hair there, you're going to hit that rock.
Okay. And someone dreaded a place. He just didn't like to go there at all, you might say. He what dreaded that place? He
went to the hills, and the hills going in to extend into the mountains. Is there anything smaller than a smaller
let's see,
than a
he,
in between it,
he just couldn't stand the thoughts of going there.
Uh-huh. Okay, I was thinking something like he purely dreaded the place, or he plumb dreaded the place. Did you ever use plumb in that sense?
Yeah, plumb would use plumb mostly for other things, for plumb pudding, but no, that expression not used too much.